Hi, I'm Matthias Shapiro. I'm a Windows Phone evangelist, and that's what I'm going to be talking about with processing for Windows 8. You see, because we have the same renderer for Windows 8 IE as we have for the Windows Phone, we can take our processing JS sketches and we can move them from the sketch application that you have open to our Windows Phone very, very easily. I'm going to show you how we can do that. First, if we go to our sketches, we can just create a new phone sketch. And if we do, what we get is a sketch that's set up to use Windows Phone. The main key here is that the width and the height on this sketch are 480 by 800, which is the size we need for the phone. Now, instead of walking through creating an entire sketch, I'm just going to tweak one of the other sketches we already have available and put that on the phone. So here we have the multi-touch sketch that Rick showed. And it's working great, but the width and the height aren't the right size that we need for our phone. So we're going to go ahead and change the height, change the width, refresh our sketch, and it's been scaled so that it fits appropriately on our Surface screen here. Okay, it's working. Let's export this sketch. If I swipe up from the bottom, I get an export button. I can go to my export dialog, and we're going to call this the multi-touch sketch. And you see I'm just saving it to my documents folder. I hit save, and then that's done, and I can go home, open up my mail program, and I can send myself an email with the sketch attached. So go ahead and send my multi-touch sketch, and we will add an attachment. Go and find the multi-touch sketch. There it is. Attach it. I'm going to go ahead and send it to myself. And that's all I need to do on my Surface. I don't need to download anything other than the sketch that you already have available. So now we're going to move over to the phone. And I open up my mail, and I see I've got my sketch there. And I can download my sketch, and after it's downloaded, I can open it. And this is another application that we have available, and it's a processing reader. And you see, with the size appropriate, all of the multi-touch that we had is now working right on the phone. So all I had to do was email it to myself and open it up. So what is this application? This application is called the Processing Reader. And open it up here. You see, we've got the multi-touch sketch that I emailed myself is now in my list of sketches that I have available. So once we have our sketch on our phone, there's actually another really cool feature that we can use with Windows Phone. Is when we open up our sketch, we can share the application via share the sketch via email, and this will take the text of the sketch, put it in an email, maybe send it to our friends. Or we can actually use NFC to share a sketch between two phones. So to do that, I've got a phone here that has a touch sample that I don't have installed already. So I can open it up, I can tap NFC share, and I get a little animation. And then I simply touch my two phones together. And you see that I've moved my sketch from one phone to the other. I can open it up and play it. And we see that it's working great. So we see that we can build our sketch on Windows 8, move it very easily over to Windows Phone, and then use the features of Windows Phone to share that sketch either as a text file or as a sketch itself, moving it between different phones. So it's just a really great example of how we can take Windows 8 and Windows Phone and work them together to create really great sketches and really great applications.